Welcome back to Tony Talks Humanity Matters. This is part two with Veronica Vitale, a licensed marriage and family therapist who's an expert in helping clients heal relationships and navigate through complex social issues. If you didn't hear part one, be sure to check it out first. Now we resume our talk about how to help unify people, end divisiveness in our culture, and recognize triggers that cause our primordial brain to react. It ends with a beautiful meditation, so listen in. So for someone who is depressed, just back to that, what kind of resources do they have? I'm just thinking about some people that I know right now, like, boy, if they listen to this, I would just hope that there's something they can do to take some positive steps. And I know one of the things is like writing down 10 things that they're grateful for every morning and 10 things that they're grateful for every night, right? So having gratitude. I don't know if there's some other techniques or things that you know of to help people like that.
Sure. Well, there's several layers of depression. Some people can be so far into it that they really pretty much need someone who's a professional to help them out of it, you know, because you can kind of get stuck. It's almost like depression can bury you. You can be buried in like your own negative thoughts and not even have the awareness that you're doing it. So, and therapists are very, very busy the last year. And so I want to assure people that use your medical insurance, if you have medical insurance, and see if you can get a therapist through, because everyone's doing teleconferencing. So there is access. And I want to encourage people to make sure that you interview the therapist. Just because they have letters after their name doesn't mean that's your therapist. And even if everyone else has recommended them, it really needs to be someone that you trust, that you feel listens to you and gets you. So that's that layer. And then a lot of what you do with your group hug, you help people with nutrition. Because when you get off with your nutrition, if you eat too much sugar, drink too much alcohol, you're a bomb ready to go off, right? And I'm sure people have been drinking a lot more this past year. And the thing about drinking when you're sad, like drinking when you're depressed, is it can have a rebound effect and make it even worse the next day when you're not drinking. So being educated on substances, it's better for you to talk to people, to eat and drink healthfully, and to exercise. But neurologists are telling us now what they know is not, we're not supposed to exercise just because it's good for cholesterol and our heart. Neurologists would say our brain needs exercise. We need extra oxygen going up there. We need really good blood flow to maintain our bodies and our mental health. So that's something that everybody should be encouraged to do, is to continue exercising. And there are lots of people who don't exercise at all. And when you don't exercise, it's almost like you can feel your blood not even going through your veins very quickly. It just feels that way. So far we're talked about getting a therapist. If you're really far in, please don't hesitate to do that. It's a very freeing experience to do that. It feels great. Your brain will love it. The second thing is exercise and eating and drinking healthfully. And then also really acknowledging your feelings. I have something, let me see if I have them right here. I'm going to show your people, for people who can see. Sometimes our depression worsens if we're not in touch with our emotions. So I have these things called mixed emotion cards. I'm going to go ahead and plug them. I didn't make them. I'm not getting any money from this. And it'll say a word like, here's receptive. That's a feeling that we don't get very often. Mm-hmm. Here's disgusted. Mm-hmm. And so people who have their feelings locked inside, they're like in there waiting like for like a volcano to erupt. But if you don't start speaking your feelings, they get stuck. And that leads to anxiety and depression. That leads us to start to have very negative thoughts about ourselves. And we might not have awareness. So I have my clients get these, and I say, just to go through and put on, and has really positive feelings here too. It has love. Let's see if I can find it. Like, here's respectful. We always like respect.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Two people bowing.
And here's loving.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're home, because we're in this pandemic and our emotions are all stuck, it's good to look at these cards. The pictures have all been made in a way to help the brain realize what your emotion is. Plus, it's written above the picture too. And it's very cleansing to find emotions. Just to see them laid out on the table in front of you, that cleared out a whole bunch of stuff.
And that's interesting.
Really, really helpful for people.
Yes. You know, there are, I've started taking Qigong classes and doing these kind of energy meditations where you do a lot of visualization and visualize releasing. You can release any negativity in the form of smoke, or I like using butterflies because I love butterflies. And so looking at energy as not positive or negative, it just is. And mm-hmm. so just letting it kind of release and then bringing in and calling and being receptive to goodness and happiness and, mm-hmm. and joy yeah. in our heart and things like that. And just to back up a little bit, you mentioned group hug. Just for people who may see this on YouTube or other places, is group hug is a forum on Facebook, and it's private, but so that it's safe for people. Because I have certain rules that you do need to be caring, considerate, kind, supportive, right? And we talk about nutrition and fitness and that kind of thing. So if any of you are interested in that, you are welcome to join that group. I'd be happy to have you do that. So that's group hug. And we do some meditations and things like that, but it's nutrition and fitness. And then Veronica, you also mentioned something about the fitness aspect for emotional health and getting oxygen mm-hmm. to our brain. There was actually in one of my books, I think it was in Smart Fit and Female that I wrote, there was a study done by a gentleman who showed the thermography of people's brains. So when there was adequate blood flow, it was yellows and oranges and reds. And then when there was not as much blood flow, they were some of the cooler colors. So it actually mm-hmm. showed how much blood was oxygenating the brain. Mm-hmm. What was interesting, they did this on school children, and these children would sit at their desk for 20 minutes and they would do this scan, and it would be pretty cool colors. And then they would literally walk for 20 minutes and their brains would just light up. Beautiful orange, reds, yellows.
Yeah.
Just all this oxygen in their brain. And it's so good for mental health. I totally, you know, being a nutrition and fitness person, totally mm-hmm. believe that. And it's also good for people who want to prevent certain diseases, because then all those nutrients, if you think about it, when you're exercising, that blood flow is going to places that it might not, carrying all of those all that nutrition and antioxidants mm-hmm. and oxygen mm-hmm. and things that our bodies need mm-hmm. to be healthy. So that's like another, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is a really important element.
Absolutely. We've learned so much about mental health regarding food that they want marriage and family therapists and licensed clinical social workers and PhDs to all be taking classes on food. And not that we give advice about nutrition, but we can give guidelines, because so many people are eating inappropriately, and it's really impacting anxiety and depression in them. It's triggering it.
Yes. In fact, I was, you know, I have a healthy food business. And so I go to some of the stores to stock our product. And I remember right after COVID hit, I was walking down the aisles and all the sugary cereals were gone. All the bacon was gone, all the pancakes, everything. That it was like, is this Christmas? I mean, people were eating for comfort. They were not eating for their health. And then I would see my product next to Bob's Red Mill oats on just left there untouched and oh so lonely on those store shelves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's finally starting to normalize a little bit after a year, but yeah, people did start drinking mm-hmm. more. I definitely saw that in my nutrition coaching, drinking mm-hmm. more, eating the wrong things mm-hmm. and the alcohol. You're talking about it impacting this next day. It is it is a depressant. And on top of that, there's been research from the National Institutes of Health that show that it affects our blood sugar up to 4 days later. So we get these mm-hmm. blood sugar drops, which make mm-hmm. us also not feel good, mm-hmm. right? So all these things that you, in your world and my world, that work together, everything mm-hmm. that you're saying, I'm just validating everything that you're saying. It makes mm-hmm. just such perfect sense.
Yeah, I definitely have clients coming to me asking for me to help them get off alcohol and marijuana.
Really?
And I'm not saying I'm a teetotaler or anything like that, but if they're already depressed and we're in a pandemic, and they've been using alcohol and marijuana. Maybe some people, it doesn't have the negative response, but more than not, they do. And they could see themselves going down, 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 getting more and more depressed, angry, agitated. So that it's a quick fix, but sometimes it's not even a quick fix. Because when people drink, they kind of want to have that woozy, relaxed feeling. It doesn't always happen if you're stressed or anxious or we're in a tragedy right now. The pandemic is a tragedy. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily the best high you're going to get either.
No. In fact, some people just start crying when they drink.
Yeah, I know. Like,
I've known some real criers in my life. I'm laughing. It's really not funny, but it just, I think back to like the behaviors that it can bring out too. So what are like just some top bulleted points, like what people can do to elevate themselves, bring unity? Pointers.
Well, I think, you know, touching on some of the things that we talked about a little bit, I'd like people to consider being curious about your centered, genuine self. Be curious. What does that mean? Look it up. As I said, it could be higher self, centered self, authentic self, all those keywords you could put in and search on that. Because when we're in our centered self, it's more likely that we're going to feel happier and balanced, and we're going to spread that energy where we go. When we're in our authentic self, it's more likely that when we're in a difficult situation, we're going to be able to read it more carefully without being a victim of a hormonal response or amygdala response of our brain. When we're in our centered self, we on our own will know when it's time to get out and go exercise. I'll tell you a little bit about the centered self. People who maybe have a spirituality, they could say that that's like their highest, like soul self. People who don't have a spirituality, which is completely fine, you could just say it's a part of something in their cerebral cortex, part of where we have our reasoning capacity. That's the highest, most genuine you. And sometimes the best way to find your genuine self is to see what it isn't your genuine self. So for example, how I mentioned the woman who was so angry, that's not her genuine self. That's a defense mechanism. Someone who's chronically a victim, that's not their authentic self. That's someone who's been wounded. And believe it or not, that's a defense mechanism too, because people are so much trying to take care of that part that you're not really developing emotionally and going through phases of maturity. Another part that would be considered not your authentic self is when you meet someone that's like this. Hi, Tony, how are you? I hope everything's going fine with you. I'm doing fine. The world is great. You know, you could just tell that's not their centered self. You don't even really want to engage in conversation with them. The way you and I are speaking with each other right now is our genuine selves. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to take any classes to be able to recognize when you're in that self or when you're with someone who's in their centered self. There's a respect. There's curiosity. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of love and compassion. There's a sense of knowing. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of harmony. And there's more likely going to be impulse control.
You know, I love the word that you're using. I mean, it's incredible. Curiosity. I mean, what it says that you are open mm-hmm. to accepting, not just tolerating, but embracing mm-hmm. somebody, their ideas, who they are as a person. It's that part of unconditional love. It kind of opens the door to that unconditional love. And I think just being centered, we do, and I'm writing another book right now, but we do, I think when we are centered, we are very much in touch with our needs. I have a situation where I remember years ago I had three preteens. I don't know if you remember this, three preteens and a toddler. My little Heather was 2 years old, 3 years old, and two businesses. And I was going off in so many different directions. And I was also, I guess I think I had her when I was in my late 30s. So I was around 40 or so. And I just remember always just being busy, 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 and really not having time for myself, which a lot of parents can absolutely relate to, working, juggling. And I decided to go away for a few days. And I decided I would go do some, you know, my husband's engineering term, it was more like annual planning, objective setting for the year. So he did that. And I thought, that's a really good idea. I think I'm going to go away and take a step back and be able to reflect. And so I packed up healthy groceries. And I remember I brought a bottle of wine and I drove an hour to the beach. And I thought, I'm going to give myself a few days. And it was amazing what happened. I found my centered self. Mm-hmm. And it was by getting away from the stress, the noise, the distractions. Mm-hmm. And I just remember going on walks. Like if we can, not everybody can get away to the beach, but if we can just like take time for ourselves, just separate a little bit from everything, all the distractions that are going on. And yeah, COVID gives us opportunity for sure to do that. Mm-hmm. But this is different, you know, just it. So I basically, I journaled, I read, I dealt with some of those traumatizing issues that I talked about earlier, mm-hmm. and was able to release some of those. And I literally, I was just like, I walked every day along the beach. It was so grounding. I found myself being very centered, found myself only eating what I wanted to eat, only eating the super healthy foods that I wanted to eat. I remember pouring the wine down the drain, old bottle down. I had opened it. I'm like, do I want this? I really don't want it. So it was amazing what it did mm-hmm. for that centeredness. And then when I came back and I encountered people who were like, hey, Tony, how are you? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah. But really didn't want to go deep. I didn't want any part of that. I just didn't even mm-hmm. know how to communicate with that because unless it was a meaningful conversation, it just meant nothing to me. And it was just, I couldn't connect. I wasn't able to connect like you and I are connecting now. Mm-hmm. But it's just an example of how people can actually do that in their lives, even if it's just for an hour or 10 mm-hmm. minutes or just, mm-hmm. you know, coming back to their finding that center. I had found it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I had seen it for a long time.
Yeah, that can happen. It's not easy being a young mom or young dad. It's not easy being a kid either or a preteen. Yeah.
Yes. I think life on earth isn't really easy for any human.
That's quite a challenge. Yeah. One other thing I just wanted to mention real quick about being in our centered self and curiosity, we can become curious about how to negotiate.
Hmm.
Because a lot of times I'm seeing people, and we all can stumble into this, is I like, let's talk about politics for a minute. Not, I won't go too deep. It's non-negotiable. They're Republican and I'm Democrat and they're horrible. And the Republicans are saying there's no negotiation. Well, that's how it's portrayed, at least on the news. You know, when you get out into the world, you find out a lot of people are getting really tired of the fight and they do kind of want to be in the sweet spot. But I'd like to encourage people to learn about negotiation and to know that there's power in it. How to work through problems, both being in our centered self rather than hurling insults and listening to a whole list of things that their group just did wrong. It's really mm-hmm. interesting to be a good negotiator and find out the strength in it and come into an agreement with people on any issue. The brain loves it. You'll get an oxytocin release from that too. And I wish we could teach more people about negotiation.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a craft, but it's a very pleasing craft. And it's how we get to learn how to move forward as humans.
It sounds very healing. And, you know, perhaps over time, the divisiveness or the groups that do feel separate, whether it's racially or, I mean, I know people that feel separate because of their education. You know, they went to this great school and there's that kind of separateness with that. You can look at society and slice it in so many different ways, right?
Yeah.
But my hope, my prayer is that this will start kind of overlapping, right? So with that negotiation, there's some overlap. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're not going to be completely overlap, but enough of an overlap where there's that respect and that acceptance and
absolutely. Bring back common decency, bring back respect, honor, humbleness, humility, kindness, patience. All those old fashioned things are really good for your mental health and really heal the divide.
I love that. That is just wonderful. So I am hoping now that you will help with a guided meditation, just something that can give me and others that will be listening to this a way to just take a few minutes and bring in that sense of calm and that joy and that inclusiveness, the unity. Is that something that you'd be willing to share with us?
If you don't mind me doing something very spontaneous.
Spontaneous works for me.
Okay. That'll be lovely, actually.
Great.
What I'm going to do is, usually when I do this with clients, I close my eyes too. So I might close them. I might have them open. I'm not really sure. But for anyone who's listening, just know that I'm sending respect to whoever you are, whether you have a spirituality, no spirituality, no matter what your ethnicity or age or whatever. What I'm going to do as I bring you into the state of relaxation is respect you, so you'll be very safe.
That's beautiful. So
if you can, try to get into a comfortable place or chair.
Okay.
And it could be a chair, it could be a bed, preferably where you can rest your head, but I can understand that you might not be able to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Tony laying down on the couch. wake up, Tony.
I could just go lay down. I'll sign off now in case I fall asleep, folks. Say goodbye.
Yes. And I'll find the off button. Okay.
That's so great.
Okay. So just get relaxed.
Okay.
And let yourself kind of sink into your chair. And a very healing type of breathing is when you breathe in and go ahead and let that tummy get big. We always try to hide our tummies, but it's very healing to breathe in. And when you breathe in, let your tummy really come on out. It brings a lot of oxygen into you. It tells the brain that we're going into relaxation. If anyone out there is afraid of anything or mad at anything, this deep breathing and this relaxation is going to bring you some solace and some peace, and to help you get your energy back. And so just start to slow down your breathing now. Breathe in through your nose if you're not plugged up with allergies, to about the count of five. And at first your body might not want to do that. Your body might want to fight and breathe fast, and that's okay. But with each new breath, bring in nice and slowly, let your belly fill and hold it then to about the count of five. And then after five, go ahead and slowly release. You can make your mouth make a tiny little O and breathe out like you're breathing through a straw. And you may find that your exhale goes longer than your inhale. So exhale to about the count of eight, but nothing needs to be perfect about this. And as I talk, just become curious. There's that word again about breathing, that we have the power to change our breathing, and that magical things could happen when we breathe deeply, hold it, and then breathe out slowly. Calms the whole central nervous system. When you breathe deeply, you're breathing in more oxygen that's flooding your blood system. Your blood is bringing that oxygen all over your body, and that extra oxygen is helping you to relax further. And just imagine now that you're in a very safe place with light all around you, and you're breathing in that light, and it's filled with healing energy and purity. And you're breathing that in, and it's swirling all over your body. It knows right where to go to. Any area that's holding fear, any area that's holding disturbing memories, self-doubt, that healing energy is coming in with your breath, going to all those areas, bringing them peace and healing, helping them to release. And imagine a grounding cord is attached to your spine, and it goes all the way down to the center of the earth, helping you feel very secure very confident in all the old energy that you no longer need. Any hurts, anything that's destructive, fearful, goes right down that grounding cord, right down to the center of the earth. And it feels so good to let go. And before you know it, you're being lifted out of your chair. You're lifting yourself. You're very safe. There's a silver cord attached to you and your body. And you're instantly over a beautiful forest. You can hear the waters of a river. You're in a completely new place, leaving your life behind for a few moments, leaving behind responsibilities, leaving behind worries, and you're in this fresh, crisp forest, beautiful woods, beautiful nature in, around, and through you. And you're finding that you're able to open up yourself and drink the life of this forest into you, breathing in nature, bringing in the clarity of the environment, the harmony, freshness. You hear the sounds of the birds, and every muscle in your body relaxes. The muscles under your eyes, your temple, your jaw. As you breathe in the fresh forest air, your muscles from the top of your head all the way down to your feet are relaxing. Old energy is going down your arms and pouring out the palms of your hands. You're being cleansed there. More old energy is going down your legs and pouring out your feet. And all the energy is being collected and put in a place of respect where it will be purified. And this is your new beginning. This is your safe place. This is your healing time. And a sense of love comes into you and nurturance, as if the nature of the forest wraps itself around you like a blanket. And you're breathing in peace, and you're breathing in healing, and you're breathing in learning how to be in your centered self, giving you new horizons on how you see people, how you see groups, how you think and respond to news events, how you think and respond to friends and family members. A beautiful harmony of peace comes to you, and the ancient wisdom of the forest comes into you, transmuting your energy into this beautiful golden glow. And in this energy, and from your centered self, you see people and groups unifying. You see respect, you see love that's so beautiful to share, empathy, kindness, patience. You see the importance of feelings and listening to the feelings of others. And you feel empowered. And you feel that you have a whole new discernment about life. And the forest gives you this sparkling energy that's going off like stars in, around, and through you. And you're being lifted up. And the silver cord that has you attached to your body is bringing you back slowly. You're surrounded in this bubble of light filled with the stars because you're bringing this energy with you. You're bringing this healing and this relaxation with you back into your life, back into your soul, back into your relationships. And you come down through your roof, and you come down into your chair or bed, and you lock back into your place where your body is cleansed and waiting for you. And the blanket from the forest still surrounds your heart and your mind and your spirit. And you know that you are one with everything. You are one with love and decency and beautiful energy. When you're ready, take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose. And when you're ready to release, release. You're safe. You're cleansed. You're made new. And you're filled with hope. Take another deep cleansing breath, knowing that you're coming back fully awake, fully at peace, fully in your strong, powerful, beautiful, genuine self. When you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Wow, that was incredible. I didn't want to come back. I love that forest.
I didn't want to bring you back, but I wasn't sure how long the show was going to come. Like 4 hours later.
Well, that was perfect. That was just so, so wonderful. It just really, the way I feel right now, just put me in a very pure, I just feel like I'm in a very pure state, very centered and grounded and positive. And I think, you know, I think this is something that I'm going to want to listen into more and more. And I can't wait to share this with everyone. I think everyone's going to get a lot of benefit out of this. So just be sure that you're in a place before this meditation that you are in a safe place. You're not driving. You're in a place that's quiet, uninterrupted. Close the door, put a sign on the outside, meditation in progress or deep cleansing in process or whatever.
Right. Yeah. No hang gliding or anything, right?
No, nothing crazy. Yeah. So thank you. That was beautiful. And I love the way you really just summed everything up into that one very impromptu, but very moving. I'm a little teary-eyed. Meditation. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. My spirit respects your spirit, and I'm sending respect to all your listeners and viewers and healing light and my best wishes.
Thank you. And as I am to everybody, I just want to thank everyone for listening to Tony Talks Humanity Matters and all the goodness that Veronica has shared with us today. And you can find her at vsvitali.com. It's V as in Victor, S as in, V as in Veronica, S as in
Sam,
VITALE.com. I will also have that in the link below. And you can join me at tonyjulian.com, where you can listen to all my podcasts, blogs, healthy nutritional eating, and more. So from our heart to yours, thank you. And until next time, bye-bye.